Reggae Uprising with your host, Danielle.
Greetings, Reggae Uprising podcast family, and welcome to another episode. Now, if you are fresh and new to Reggae Uprising podcast, it is all about connecting the African diaspora through wisdom, overstanding, inspirational stories, all backed by a soundtrack of sweet reggae music. So each and every Wednesday, we feature a new guest who shares their wisdom, their stories, their inspirations, and their works alongside seven reggae selections to act as the soundtrack. So we started off the year with musicians sharing their works, followed by Bob Marley's 7-7 Earthstrong celebrations, special two-part edition, Inspiration Nation, followed by our special series, The Life and Times of COVID UK, Jamaica, USA and Ethiopia, our Black Panther series, followed by our ancestral series, and over the summer, back by popular demand, we shone a spotlight on some more empowering musicians. Now, if you are a new listener, I know my regular listeners, blessed love to each and every one of you. I know you're back each and every week. I know you've already subscribed. I know you're already showing love. But if you are new and you want to make sure you don't miss this series or any future series, please subscribe to Reggae Uprising podcast wherever you are listening. Alternatively, you can always connect with me via danielle.co.uk. So that's danielle.co.uk. That link is also in the description as well. Via danielle.co.uk, you can also find out more about my original works. Because as well as being the host of Reggae Uprising podcast, I am also a songwriter, festival host, entrepreneur of natural companies, and a marketing consultant. So you can connect with me there about future features on the podcast, collaborations on projects, or to book one of my shows. If you would like to do any of those and you would like to connect with me, please go to the contact page on danielle.co.uk. So that again is danielle.co.uk. Now, we promised a special series would follow, and at Reggae Uprising podcast, we always deliver. So this series is dedicated to honouring His Imperial Majesty, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and the conquering Lion of Judah, Emperor Haile Selassie. Each episode in this series will focus on a different aspect relating to His Imperial Majesty, from the foundation, the motherland, to his lineage, life and works. Each episode will be accompanied by the high vibrations of brothers and sisters, which will serve as the soundtrack to these works. All of the musical works featured in this series, as well as the sources of the information featured, can be found in the description of this episode. They have been promoted in these works as a source of upliftment, education, and empowerment. Please take the spark from these episodes to ignite a fire in your own journey in delving deeper, as well as supporting the musical and literary works of those detailed in the description. Now, throughout this episode, we will feature musical works of brothers and sisters of Ethiopia, apart from the works that you're about to hear, which was recorded in Kingston, Jamaica. So as not to disrupt the flow of the episode, I will not be naming the titles of each works, but as I said earlier, they are all in the description of this episode. In this episode, we will be focusing on the home and land of His Imperial Majesty's lineage, Ethiopia. We will set the scene for what is to come from this series. There is so much knowledge, wisdom, and history to be shared about this sacred place that in this short period of time, we will only scratch the surface of Ethiopia's infinite depths. To present day, Ethiopia has always belonged to Ethiopians. It has been challenged relentlessly by all the major powers of the time, from Turkish to the Egyptians to British to Italians. They all made their futile attempts to steal the jewel that is Ethiopia from Africa's crown. Businesses from small to large are Ethiopian, as well as banks and hotels. It proudly uplifts African independence and self-determination for all to see, inspiring the next generation in their plight for reparations through resilience and a relentless hunger to nourish the roots of their ancestors. Ethiopia is the second most populous country in Africa and the 13th most populous country in the world, with an estimated population of 118 million. In order of popularity, religions of Ethiopia include Orthodox, Muslim, Protestant, Catholic, and traditional faiths. Tribes of Ethiopia are Oromo, Amhara, Tigre, Sidama, Welieta, Guraj, Somali, Hadia, Gamo, Gedeo, Silte, Keficho, Afar. The official language of Ethiopia is Amharic, but English, Italian, French, and Arabic are also widely spoken. There are 83 traditional languages with some 200 dialects. The most common widely spoken being Oromia and Tigria. ¶¶
me long time. I'm corny, so did you. No touch on my head. Fuck it out again. Send a rock and you. Got on the back. Got on the back.
Sit quiet for a while. I'm for a while.
farala, farala.
The Kebra Nagast, also known as the Glory of Kings, is an Ethiopian holy book written in Ge'ez of the origins of the Solomonic line of the emperors of Ethiopia. It is revered by many Ethiopian Christians and Rastafarians and is the oldest text of lineage in Africa. It holds a detailed account of how Makeda, the Queen of Sheba, met King Solomon, how the Ark of the Covenant came to Ethiopia with Menelik I, holds record the conversion of the Ethiopians from the worship of the sun, moon, and stars to Judaism, and then to the current Tewahedo Church, also known as the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. In this short excerpt, you will hear King Solomon's parting words to Makeda, Queen of Sheba. "Whilst I was sleeping with thee, I saw many visions in a dream. And it seemed as if the sun had risen upon Israel, but it snatched itself away and flew off and lighted up the country of Ethiopia. Maybe that country shall be blessed through thee. God knoweth. As for thee, observe what I have told thee, so thou mayest worship God with all thy heart and perform his will." The union of Makeda, Queen of Sheba, and King Solomon gifted them a son, Menelik I. When Menelik was grown, he went to Jerusalem to visit his father, King Solomon. As King Solomon's only other son, Rehoboam, was only 6 years old, he wanted Menelik to remain in Israel and become heir to the throne. However, Menelik had made a promise to his mother to return to Ethiopia and was determined not to break his promise. This resulted in King Solomon making him king of Ethiopia. And so Menelik was anointed King David II. The newly crowned King David was determined to return home with more than his crown and title. His mission was to return to Ethiopia with the Ark of the Covenant. King David was to make his journey with nobles and Azariah. Azariah, the son of Zodak the priest, was guided by the angel of the Lord, showing him how to move the ark. This is how the Ark of the Covenant came to be in Ethiopia and where it rests to this day. On discovering the Ark of the Covenant's disappearance, King Solomon set after King David's nobles, who were pursued into Egypt, known then as Kemet. Soon after, he heard of the amazing powers that the ark had given its guardians and realized that he would never be able to catch up with them. Trying to come to terms with his loss and understandably grief-stricken, the spirit of prophecy spoke these words of comfort to him, which can be found in the Kebra Nagast. "Why art thou sorrowful? For this happened by the will of God, and Zion hath not been given to an alien, but to thy firstborn son, who shall sit upon the throne of David thy father. For God swore unto David in truth, and he repenteth not, that of the fruit of his body he would make to sit upon his throne for ever in the tabernacle of his covenant, the holy Zion. And I will set him above the kings of the earth, and his throne shall be like the days of heaven, and like the ordinance of the moon forever. And he who sitteth upon the throne of the Godhead in the heavens shall rule the living and the dead in the flesh forever. And angels and men shall serve him, and every tongue shall praise him, and every knee shall bow to him in the heavens and upon the earth. Comfort thyself with this word, and get back to thy house, and let not thy heart be sad. Lalibela. Lalibela is considered one of the holiest places on earth, as a place of devotion and pilgrimage, as well as being the oldest Christian church. It was created over 24 years in the reign of King Gebre Meskwel Lalibela, through the unity of the Ethiopian people and angels. Lalibela is made up of 11 medieval monolithic churches. The churches are unique from all other churches in the world, as they are built from the top down. This technique can be traced back to as far as 1244 BCE in the Abu Simbel temple of Pharaoh Ramesses II. Windows, doors, columns, roofs, ceremonial passages, openings to hermit caves, and catacombs that were all hand-chiselled. The 11 churches of Lalibela are separated into two main groups, with one church, the Biete Gheorghis, isolated from the others and famous for its cruciform design. Lalibela resides in a small rural town of approximately 35,000 people, 645 kilometres from Addis Ababa in the Wollo province of the Amhara region of northern Ethiopia. Surrounding the churches is a traditional village with circular-shaped dwellings known as the Lasta Tukuls, in which camels and horses are the main modes of transportation. The Stele of Aksum. These obelisks, also known as stele, are known to be the tallest single pieces of stone ever quarried and erected in the ancient world. In their research, scholars have found ancient coins at the base of the giant pillars, which suggest that they may have been carved and erected from the beginning of the 4th century AD. As the obelisks are close to tombs, they may have been used as memorials to transitioned kings and queens. The tallest of the obelisks, now fallen and broken into six pieces, was 33.3 metres tall and weighed an estimated 5 tonnes. Comparatively, the largest Egyptian obelisk is that of King Thutmosis, is 32.16 metres high and now stands in Rome. The tallest obelisk still standing at Aksum today is 23 metres. Carved upon the sides of many of the obelisks are representations of multiple stories with floors between them. Each story features several window-like carvings at the base of the obelisk, and there seem to be false doors with knockers and locks. Now, the reasoning behind these ornamentations, these knockers, these doors, these locks, and the floors are up for debate. But I invite you to delve deeper in your own research and make up your own mind. Thank you. Ethiopian time and calendar. Ethiopia uses the Ethiopian calendar, which dates back to the Coptic calendar 25 BC and has never adopted the Julian or the Gregorian reforms. One Ethiopian year consists of 12 months lasting 30 days and the 13th month consisting of 5 or 6 days. The Ethiopian New Year begins on the 10th or 11th of September in the Gregorian calendar, and in doing so resulted in it being 7 to 8 years behind the Gregorian calendar. Now, Ethiopian holidays consist of, like we've already said, the 11th of September generally being the Ethiopian New Year, also known as the Enkutatash, the 27th of September being the Meshkal, which is the finding of the true cross, Ethiopian Christmas being the 7th of January, the 19th of January being the Epiphany or the Timiket, the 1st of March being Adowa Victory Day, the 22nd of April being Ethiopian Good Friday or the Siklet, the 24th of April being Ethiopian Easter Sunday, also known as the Fasica, and the 1st of May being International Labour Day, also known as May Day, the 5th of May being Patriots Day, and the 28th of May being Derg Downfall Day, which is the National Day. Now, to give you a few more little facts about Ethiopia, it is home to one of the oldest mosques in the world. It is home to the first Christian nation in the world. The Ethiopian airline is the only African-owned major carrier. It is the most populous landlocked nation in the world. The largest cave in Africa is located in Ethiopia at Sof Omar. It has the highest density of African-owned business in Africa. It is the source of the Blue Nile, which allowed Egypt to flourish. It is the only sovereign nation in Africa to defeat colonialist designs. It is the source of Semitic languages, Arabic, Hebrew, Amharic, Gharaj, and many, many more. 90% of the Nile comes from Ethiopia. The Blue Nile, locally known as the Abe, is the major tributary of the Great Nile River, aka the longest river in the world. The Blue Nile River starts from Ethiopia's Lake Tana and merges with the smaller tributary White Nile at the Khartoum, Sudan, in the form of the Nile River. The Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, formerly known as the Millennium Dam, is a gravity dam on the Blue Nile River in Ethiopia, which has been under construction since 2011. The primary purpose of the dam is electricity production to relieve Ethiopia's energy shortage and for electricity export to neighbouring countries. Its planned install capacity of 5.15 gigawatts will make the dam the largest hydroelectric power plant in Africa. Filling the reservoir began in July 2020. The second phase of filling was completed on the 19th of July 2021, and the third happened on the 12th of August this year. On the 20th of February this year, the dam produced electricity for the first time, delivering it to the grid at a rate of 375 megawatts. The beauty of Ethiopia, from its natural wonders to its sacred sites, ancient history and the brothers and sisters that call it home calls for you to seek its wisdom for yourself. See this episode as a catalyst for your journey towards unveiling its wonders and trudging towards the day you can set foot in Ethiopia, revealing its truths.
Haile Wasi, Haile Wasi,
Africa, yeah. Oh, Africa, yeah, mama. Africa,
permiti regagar. Ai talalim shanga un yaukal. Mangedele ye. Ai ne prana ye. Mangedele ye. Ai ne prana ye. Weka, weka, duro. Yeche, lemau, duro. Weka, weka. Beka, beka, oh, beka, beka, yeah, yeah. Ne tuchalo, terfelo, raselade, kuruchalo. Le kulai, granulai, aini life. Maulai, nifeligeu, kawalebes, fisun fikir, kamulabe, rasulai, uranaulai, fikralage, filipitai, yezerabe lif fikrinie guagua.
Can do.